Good day, students. Dear history students. This is the continuation of our last week topic on active and passive voice. Remember, when we talk about the active voice, we said that it is a sentence that shows what something or someone does. For example, the man bought a car. This sentence simply shows what the man did. Why the passive sentence is a passive voice is a sentence that shows what happens to something or someone. For example, the car was bought by the man. This simply shows what happens to the car. And as we know, in the passive, the object takes the position of the subject. Now today we are going to look at different ways of changing active sentence to passive voice, because you might be asked to change a sentence from active to passive, or even from passive to active, as the case may be. What are the things you have to have in mind while changing a sentence from active sentence of active voice to passive voice? They are as follows. One, first of all, while changing an active voice to a passive voice, we have to look at the time reference, that is the tense. Time reference simply means the tense of the verb of the sentence to be changed. Whether it is singular, or whether it's the simple present tense or the simple past tense. So having looked at the tense, if you have the man killed a goat, we make use of the verb be in the past too, in the passive. But if it is in present, make sure that the verb be should equally be present. If it is a continuous form, it should be in the continuous form. So what are we trying to explain? For example, the man killed a goat. In changing to passive, you say a goat was killed by the man. Was shows that the sentence in the active was in the past. The tense of the active sentence was past. And when the man is killing a goat, is killing, is a continuous, present continuous. We make use of being form of the verb. For example, we say a goat was being killed by the man, or is being killed by the man. A goat is being killed by the man. And so on and so. So the tense of the active determines the verb be to be used in the passive. Second thing to note is this. We have to equally look at the number of the subject and that of the object, so as to be able to make a correct use of the rules of subject-verb agreement. We say that singular subject goes with singular verb, plural subject, plural verb. For example, Kate washes the dishes, which is washes, singular verb. In passive, because the dishes are washed by Kate. We make use of are here because the object, dishes, is now in plural and is taking the position of the subject. So we have to make use of the plural verb, no more singular verb. Thirdly, we equally look at when the structure of the active sentence determines that of the passive. The structure of the active sentence determines that of the word passive. That is the structure that the active sentence takes, determines the structure that the passive sentence will take. For example, when the sentence in the active sentence has the structure subject, which is the actor in the active, plus auxiliary verb, plus main verb, plus object, the passive becomes subject, which is the receiver, plus auxiliary verb, plus verb be, before past participle, and the agent. The agent, as we remember, we should remember, is by plus the actor. For example, she will write a letter. She will write a letter. She is the subject as the actor, will, auxiliary verb, write, main verb, a letter, object. So in the passive, because the letter will be written by her, she, the letter becomes the subject as the receiver, will, auxiliary, be, verb be, written, past participle, by her, is agent, which is introduced by plus actor. But when the active sentence has the structure subject, that is the actor, remember, the subject in active is actor, while subject in passive is its receiver. So when the active has the subject plus verb plus object, which is the receiver, plus two in plus infinitive, the passive becomes subject, which is the receiver, plus verb plus past participle plus two infinitive plus agent, that is by plus actor, that's the meaning of agent, by plus the actor. Example, I told her to leave. I is the subject, who is the actor. Told, verb, her, object, which is the receiver here. And to leave, to plus infinitive. Passive, it becomes she was told to leave by me. She, subject, which is the receiver, was, verb, told, past participle, to leave, to infinitive, by me, agent, by plus actor. Thirdly, when the active has the structure subject, that's the actor, plus verb plus object, which is the receiver, plus object complement, the passive becomes subject, which is the receiver, plus verb plus past participle plus complement plus agent, which is by plus actor. Example, we thought her a liar. We thought her a liar. Subject is we, which is the actor. Thought, verb, object, her, which is the receiver, a liar, object, complement. Passive becomes she was thought a liar by us. She is the subject here, though the receiver. Was is the verb be. Thought, past participle, a liar, complement, by us, agent, which is by plus actor. Finally, let us remember that subjective and objective forms of pronouns equally matters in the changing of active voice to passive voice. So, since the object in the active becomes the subject of the passive, so our knowledge of the subjective and objective forms of pronouns should not be left behind because of changing the object to subject in the passive. And the subject of the active becomes the object of the passive, and the object of the passive becomes that of the active. That is to say, when we should know, remember that when in the subject we have I, the object becomes me. We is changed to us. You change, no change at all. You is you. He changed to him. She, her. It, still it. They, them. So what are we trying to explain? In summary, remember the meaning of voice. That is where the lesson started last week. Voice in grammar simply means a form of sentence. That is what it means. Simple meaning of voice. A form of sentence. That we have two types of voice. The active voice and the passive voice. For example, he broke the plate. Active. The plate was broken by him. Passive. Then, that to change a sentence from active to passive, there are things to bear in mind. One, the time reference. Two, the number of the subject and that of the object, so as to ensure agreement between subject and verb. Three, the structure of the sentence, which determines the structure of the passive. That is, thank you. We're ending here, hoping that all was made clear to you. And follow, what follows next is your assignment to ensure that you really understood the lesson. Thank you and continue to stay safe.